Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider from the 64 Berlinale. We're talking to the director Gianni Amelio about his film Happy to Be Different, shown in the section Panorama. How it comes, the idea to realize a documentary on the homosexuality in Italy?
I had become acquainted with one of the people appearing in that movie, the one listening to a, I believe it was a German song by Caterina Valente, and he had suffered very serious problems because he had been delivered to a madhouse because he had attempted suicide. And those who had attempted suicide were admitted to a sort of structure, a very coercive structure, a sort of healing facility or a madhouse where they tried to set them right. So I decided to make a movie with only Roberto, but as I went along, I realized that this would be a very crude and very depressing feature film, very bleak general atmosphere. And then I thought that this subject matter deserved an opening up to more diversity, because there is not just Roberto, there are so many stories to be told, and I tried to find other people who were willing to talk openly about their stories, not only about Roberto, because I think homosexuality is a multifaceted thing. There are so many different stories, as with heterosexuals too. You cannot generalize them just because they are homosexuals. Homosexuality comes in as many variations as heterosexuality. As I worked out this movie, I decided that I wanted to bring in so many stories of lives of real people. And as I gathered these stories, I decided that I wanted to confront these personal stories with the public image of homosexuality in the second half of the 20th century, as it was depicted in the Italian mass media. And I must say, what I found out in the documents was an infamous chapter, a shameful chapter of this story. History of our mass communications, because the homosexuals were not really beaten up or castigated in public, but they were only pulled to the foreground to be laughed at, to be humiliated, and to be offended.
Veniva solamente deriso, offeso, insultato.
I wanted to ask first about the Italian cinema. Why it didn't treat homosexuality seriously till now? And second question is, what kind of journey did you make viewing the archival material you use for your film?
Io credo che il fatto di non aver mai affrontato direttamente il tema dell'omosessualità sia legato.
I think the reason why the Italian cinema could not address this problem of homosexuality openly had to do with the general atmosphere of the times that I describe also in this movie, and homosexuality was an issue that was only laughed at. It was only treated as a comical thing which would never be taken seriously. Homosexuality was not anything that you would ever take seriously. You just laughed at it in a machismo way, and you find hardly tiny fragments where homosexuality is really addressed as an issue, but you find it only in a very indirect manner. I limit my considerations here to the 50s, 60s, or at most the 70s of Italian cinema. Of course, afterwards there is a whole bunch of feature films treating the topic of homosexuality, starting with Ozpetek. You can write a big book about those films that were shot from the beginning of the 70s, not earlier. The figure of the homosexual was only taken as a comical stereotype, as you can see in this program, Sorbasso and also Ugo Tognazzi. The Italian actors almost made a competition of who would better transfigure a transvestite, and it was at any rate only a laughing matter. You would never take it seriously. seriously. Never was the homosexual taken as someone who loves someone else of the same sex, and probably because of superficiality, or because there was this shying away or this will to have just the carnival of homosexuality. Only afterwards things changed. Of course, you are right, you mentioned Ettore Scola and his film, of course, but this was probably the very first feature film where homosexuality was described as something intimate and not comical.
Film di Scola, è chiaro che quello è un film serio che affronta in modo, ma forse il primo.
Is there a particular meaning for Italy nowadays to realize this film right now?
Che sembra che oggi viviamo tempi più liberi, non è vero?
Today we have this nice word, which is in my ears an awful word, tolerance. I think tolerance is a terrible word. I reject it, because tolerance implies always that there is a fundamental difference and that you are a superior being as the normal man, and that you concede or you grant this right to exist to the other. So you would say, yes, you are different, but I give you the right to live all the better. I must say, I prefer very much intolerance about tolerance, because if someone tells you faggot, frocio, you can give him a slap in the face. But if someone says, I'm very tolerant towards you, you may live, although I feel I'm superior to you, then I would love to give him 10,000 slaps in the face.
Hai diritto di vivere, io gli do 10.000 cazzotti.
In your film we see some of old couples talking about themselves. What's the reason of this specific choice?
Io ho scelto di far parlare persone.
My original idea was to have people speaking at the age of about 80 years. There is even one lady aged 92, Signora Luisi, and the reason why I wanted to have people at a rather advanced age, that I wanted to throw a long cast over the history of Italy, that I wanted to tell the story of an Italy that seems to have disappeared, but which has not disappeared, but has only transformed itself to the worse, I believe. So I wanted to have this long historical perspective. I wanted to have people on screen that have lived through the age of fascism and the 50s with the reign of the Democrazia Cristiana, and I stopped at this in the 70s, at the time where the gay liberation happened. But probably one should make another film about this topic. It deserves one.
Proprio perché quello è un argomento che forse va trattato in un altro modo ancora.
The film's title comes from an Italian poet, does it?
Perché è poetico perché viene da una grande poesia di un grande poeta.
So the title comes from a wonderful poetry by a wonderful poet, Sandro Penna, who wrote so many poetries about the love for adolescents, for very young people in the immediate after-war period. If he wrote such poetry today, he would be sent to prison right away. But that was the period of fascism, and the immediate period after World War II, where people became of age very precociously. And in the southern parts of Italy, and also in certain outskirts of the big cities, people lived in a very retrospective and a very backwarded mentality still. So you became a man very early. At the age of 14, you were considered to be a man. And that was so fundamental. And this title and this poetry by Sandro Penna is fundamental not only for sexuality, but it applies to all sectors of life. Happy to be different as long as you are really different, but woe on you if you are different and you are still simply ordinary.
It's diverso essendo egli comune.
In the film you describe two very different profiles of famous Italians who were homosexuals. The poet Pier Paolo Pasolini and an important minister at the time.
Allora, sono due storie completamente diverse.
So these are two totally different stories. On the one hand we have Pasolini, a poet who had to fight against certain environments all of his life. He was persecuted, he was chased after by the so-called majority, the majority that committed the most atrocious crimes in the hidden, in the dark. And with all the archived material that I found out about Pasolini, all of them unpublished so far, it appears clearly that there was an open war against Pasolini just because he was not at the same level as those who chased him and tried to damage him. On the right-wing side of politics, the discourse is different because there we had wars of criminal gangs against each other. Nobody was killed, nobody was persecuted, but they tried to tackle each other by saying bad things or foul things about each other and tried to get the post that one other had already. They tried to demolish his or her career. And the one thing that they found out about this or that man was his Achilles heel, i.e. the fact that he was homosexual.
E hanno trovato il suo tallone di Achille nel fatto che era omosessuale.
The family structure has been always a problem in the Italian culture when dealing with homosexuality. Is it still important today?
Penso che forse questo è ancora il vero problema.
This is probably the core of the problem still of the Italian families. And in effect, we have only one young person talking openly about homosexuality. This is the one who talks about his difficulty to admit this to his mother and even more to his father. And he explains how he felt a sudden outburst of anger when his mother says, this poor thing that is homosexual. And only then would he decide to declare it openly to his mother that I am too gay.
Quello è gay, poverino. E allora gli ha detto, pure io lo sono, mamma.
In your film, a strong accent is put on love. Like, for example, in the touching interview with Ninetto Davoli, recalling his first meeting with Pasolini.
Ma io credo, per chiudere, credo che...
Yes, I think what we need probably more is talk a little less about homosexuality and talk more about homo sympathy or homoeroticism, homoaffectivita. So positive feelings towards each other of the same sex. And the huge difference between the story of Paolo Poli and the young adolescent that we hear at the end of the film is that Paolo Poli speaks about going out in the darkness and having these flings with other occasional partners and how much he enjoys this, while the adolescent at the end of the movie says that's not his problem. He's not for adventuresome undertakings. He wants to have someone by his side, a partner that he has an emotional deep trust and tie with, and that he wants to declare it openly to his parents at school. This is my partner. And this is something terrible that the homosexuals in our society have been bereft of. They have been deprived of this feeling and of this social acknowledgement of their feeling that they just feel love to their partner and that they are not simply interested in the fling, but the ordinary character of a deep and trustworthy relationship.
Perché è stato visto sempre come qualcuno che deve uscire la sera a battere.
And we were talking about the film Happy to be Different, presented in the panorama section of the 64 Berlinale with its director Gianni Amelio. And here is Fred Film Radio, the festival insider, Marina Fabbri.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.